This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really. And the only way that happens, right? Seriously, the only way that happens, if you get involved, you get engaged. You get the information you need, you pay attention. I mean, really, seriously, there's no way. You can't just spew party line. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. So much going on up there to get involved, engaged with. Come on, I want to get right to the crazies. You know, all the stuff, if you've been listening for any length of time, you can find everything you need to find up at the website, therealside.com. You can sign up for the weekly news blast, or the newsletter blast, whatever you want to call it. Also, if you want to be notified by text message, you get text alerts, you just text TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. A visiting professor at the University of Chicago spoke on compulsory monogamy. She asserts that society's disposal towards monogamy is a result of colonialism. No, actually, it's a result of the Bible, but that's beside the point. Apparently. University of Alberta professor spoke at the University of Chicago in February, blamed colonialism for society's embrace of compulsory monogamy. Now, what does she expect? We're going to run from house to house, having sex anytime we want to? I mean, that's what they do in college. They go dorm to dorm. Kim Tallbear, an associate professor of Native Studies, gave a lecture entitled Settler Love is Breaking My Heart. Remember what I told you, people. What have they been pushing for? Not only can you not tell me who to marry, but you can't tell me how many. According to the Chicago Maroon, Tallbear dedicated her lecture to the many humans suffering from profound loneliness within their monogamous relationships or due to other deprivations stemming from a compulsory monogamy structure. So in other words, they're not happy with the person that they married or the relationship they're in, and they want more from other people. You're never going to be happy. Doesn't matter how many there are, you're never going to be happy. How does she explain the millions and millions and millions of people that are happy with the person they're with? They couldn't imagine being with anybody else. Are they oppressed? I kind of find that most of the time, people who have been together for a long time, who truly love each other, are happier, get along better. Right? I mean, they add so much more to society as a whole. In her lecture, Tallbear relayed that she had faced the monogamous struggles as she herself was married, calling her own experience of being married one of squeezing myself into a box of normative marriage. Well, then why did you get married? You're a professor. Are you that dull? I mean, seriously. No. I mean... Why would you marry somebody when you think it's the wrong thing to do, when you think it's oppressive, Just have sex with whoever you want to. Have relationships with whoever you want to. You want to bring three guys into the marriage or the relationship? Who's going to stop you? Why get married knowing it's not what you want to do or finding out that's not what's for you? And this is the problem with today's society. Because you think it's wrong, because it bothers you, because you find it uncomfortable, it must be like that for everybody. Well, I got news for you. It's not, sweetheart. The world does not revolve around you. The universe does not revolve around you. And just because you have a PhD in front of your name means absolutely nothing. It's about as much value today as a roll of toilet paper. Seriously. Because they have, I could go after professor after professor after professor we've done stories on where there's no basis for what they believe. There's no corroborating evidence for what they have to say. There's no peer review, but yet they're experts in that field. Just because you find marriage a problem doesn't mean the majority of everybody else does. And you know what? Doesn't make you right. Well, I shouldn't say that. Doesn't make us right or wrong. If you're going to try to push that line of thinking on us, then it does make you wrong. Tall Bear continues saying that although she and her husband had ended their intimate relationship, they were still legally married. She cited their marital status as proof of the advantages of state-sanctioned marriage. What? Why? Because you get tax breaks? I'm sorry. Who's the low IQ person here if the only reason you got married is for tax breaks? If your relationship is over, then end it. I mean, that simple. If you're staying married for legal reasons, Tallbear said that perhaps we also stay legally married because within the settler colonial system, state-sanctioned marriages, whether secular or ceremonial, provide benefits that make it easier to sustain kinship networks. Okay. You know, I've been saying this for a decade now. These professors try to make you feel like idiots. They start using terms and phrases and words that actually don't exist, but they use them to try to make you feel ignorant. Not as well, you got a PhD. She's got to know more than I do. No, no. Like I said before, doesn't mean anything. It used to be a very, very respected title to have in front of your name. But nowadays, listen to these people. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're pushing. Tallbear went on to assert that such benefits should be untethered from a legal monogamous marriage. Why? What if I want it? What gives you right to infringe on my rights? Besides being an associate professor, Tallbear has a blog called The Critical Polymorist, which examines different aspects of ethical non-monogamy. Her site includes topics such as Christianity and... oh, God. She hasn't got a clue. I mean, she just doesn't have a clue. Joe was your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Decolonizing sex is what she's interested in doing. In other words... she wants to go back to the days of orgies. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really truly mean that. I mean that. I want to make sure that everybody, you know, you got to get information. You got to get information to get involved. It's really that simple. Again, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you've been spending with us. All right, let's bring him on, because I know you've all been waiting for him, right? Intern Nate joins us every week to, I would say, help us try to understand the millennial / Gen Z mind, although that is a very, 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 very tall order.
Very tall order?
Well, what would you call it?
I would call it a very definitely
Use your outside voice.
I would definitely call it a very confused one. Like, be honest with you, Joe. We don't think. We're a bunch of rocks sitting and hoping that life sometimes falls together.
You're always so positive, you know.
What do you always say? Gee whiz, we're the upcoming generation. We're going to do everything great. We're going to solve all the world's problems. We're going to get rid of pollution. We're going to get rid of all these lousy
Democrats.
Well,
they think they are. Right. Just ask them. They'll tell you.
That's the mentality, but in all reality, they don't talk about it. They don't.
Okay. And then look, I got to listen to you. I have no clue.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Anytime I can help.
When it comes down to the school shootings nonsense, then it's really sad. Kids make...
Well, all right, let's be careful not to belittle this, okay? It's not school shooting nonsense because kids are traumatized by it. It does happen. It does do a lot to them. Some kids are stronger than others. Some people are stronger than others. It's just the way it is. But this mindset that you can easily fix all this by putting a dome over the school or armed guards or, you know, 17 guard dogs or what have you, not true, and it doesn't work. Now, you had actually asked quite a few kids on campus, I think it was last week, about how they felt about school security. Do they feel safe at school and that kind of thing? Tell me what ultimately what came out of all this.
So ultimately, they looked at it and they were saying we need to provide a better support system overall. That's what it came off as. It was better support for those who are having these issues. But then as I started asking more questions, we kind of got to the point where we don't want to be a bunch of fish in a barrel with some maniac standing outside with a shotgun. That's what it turned out to be. And they got really serious with me, and they said, we don't like going to a school that possibly we might not walk off campus. We hate that idea. And he said, it's for everybody's well-being that we shouldn't have to go to school with a target on our backs. And that was the first time I've heard anyone seriously sit down and have a conversation.
So I would challenge you to do some research on your own and find out how many school shootings actually take place. Find out, you know, whether they've been going down or going up because, you know, media is a lot quicker and faster. Just like this coronavirus. It is going to wipe out the world, according to them. However, they totally ignore that the flu has got seven times the numbers of the coronavirus. So I think you'll find out that school shootings aren't where they think it is. So when you're asking those young people, it'd be great to be able to come back at them and say, well, you feel very unsafe, but do you realize, you know, and lay out what the numbers are for them and see how they react to them.
Yeah. Story short, giving kids research gives credibility to your concerns. And it also makes them stop and think, saying, oh, this guy is not coming off of just pure hearsay. He's done his research, and he's done the homework, and he's actually got evidence to support it. And that's what you keep telling me, is I need to stop coming off as it's my opinion. You're going to go, no one cares about your opinion. It's when your claim is backed up by the evidence is when it does count. But going back to what we were originally talking about, kids, they're kind of a weird bunch. In all reality, this is a very serious problem we have in the United States and the world in general. But in order to somewhat cope with it, kids make fun of the situation a lot. And they make fun of the situation very lightheartedly. But I remember when a incident went down near my high school, the tension in the atmosphere at the school went up with stress and worry, and people started really having concerns. And
you think there's any reason for the concerns?
Yeah, because some kids lost their lives, like literally down the road from us, from our campus, and that kind of struck home. And it's... What I'm saying is we shouldn't be constantly walking on eggshells because of this issue. It's because I personally think we should take it serious where we don't belittle the tragic loss of life, but we aren't obsessing over how can we figure out what went on. My thing is, remember the sacrifices, but strive not to let it repeat itself.
And look for a way to fix it or to lessen it.
Yeah, and when I asked some of my friends, as I said, do you like it how some politicians in this day and age are playing with your life, your security on a school campus, and there's still incidents that are occurring where kids your age are still dying because they can't fix the problem? And that woke one of them up. It woke a couple of my friends up when we were talking about it. And, like, one guy went down to give everybody in the school a gun. And I'm like, well, that, gee whiz, that's going to be pretty smart. But same time, you're not thinking this out. And the other guy was like, make it a gun-safe zone. And I'm like, what if you have a gun-free zone and someone who's already done a bunch of illegal stuff?
But my question would be, it already is a gun-free zone.
How do we fix it?
But my point, you need to push back. This is where, you know, a learning moment. It already is a gun. What do you want to fix? It already is a gun-free zone. You're not allowed to take guns on campus unless you're, you know, a cop or a security guard or whatever.
Actually, I think cops are the only one.
Well, no. Security guards can have them. Military can have them. My point is, when somebody says it's a gun-free zone, then the response should be, it already is a gun-free zone.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting the police should also be allowed to carry guns to make it a truly gun-free zone?
Yeah, it's just, frankly,
so it's misinformation. They're running off a feeling.
Yeah, they're running off a feeling, and also they're kind of just fed up because all this stuff keeps happening, and
yep,
it just hasn't happened to them, and they don't take it seriously.
All right, well, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We'll be back in a second. Millennial Monday, where we don't have a clue. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer. All three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and you need to be part of the solution. Seriously. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. It's kind of how I look at it, anyway. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. And let's just bring it back on again. We got intern Nate, which is our, I guess, our direct link to what's going on stupid. School campuses.
Everything stupid in general.
Yeah, sense. No, stop it.
Thanks.
But, no, in all reality, I mean, seriously, we don't know what kids are thinking. We don't know what they're afraid of, not afraid of. And, you know, again, it's what I've learned, especially at CPAC this week, was the younger people just want to be told the facts. They want the truth. They want to be told exactly what it is that they're up against.
Well, you look at it. The leaders are running around with their heads cut off like a bunch of chickens in the backyard, not knowing really what they're doing, and they're giving us a bunch of runaround, and we just kind of look at it and go, this is a big waste of time. Can't you just tell us for the straight fact of what we want, like what you're trying to do for us? That's how it comes out.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the shooting stuff for a second. I mean, some of the interviews that I heard and some of the kids talking, you know, some want everybody to have a gun. Somebody wants nobody to have a gun. I mean, some people want the, you know, metal detectors. Some don't want metal detectors. I think they're grasping at straws. Is there anybody at your school, anybody in positions of authority that are actually telling the kids what's being done to keep them safe?
No. Frankly, no. No one has really stepped up. I don't recall. We haven't. School class program that supposedly they do everything leadership wise, but they've never did anything productive wise for fixing the school shooting incidences problems. And I was also talking to a teacher one time that told me that her last training for school shooter training was last summer. And I was kind of a little bit shocked, and I said, but isn't there some standard we have to hold to that you have to take a thing? And she's like, yeah, there should be. If I were them, I would kind of hold it once a month.
Listen, they got a strong union. If they really wanted to make it happen, they could scream about it. So
yeah, we're not going to go after this.
No, but my point, though, is that they could really do it if they wanted to. We have my district and others, too, as well. They have regular drills, shooter drills. But some parents don't want them either. Some parents are afraid that what it's going to do is, you know, makes their kids afraid and it's not going to make them comfortable being in school. I think you'd be comfortable if you knew what to do when anything went sideways.
The problem with my school, it's a little school. Everybody knows each other, and they all think they're going to figure it out when it's going to happen, and they're going to be able to stop it on their own. And for someone like me that kind of goes, yeah, I can see why, because you feel invincible because they're all your friends one way or another, but in all reality, you don't know what's going through a person's head.
Right.
You never try to guess what's going through someone's head, because once you start doing that, you will end up making big mistakes.
So let's switch gears for a minute, all right?
Switching gears.
You've been hearing about this virus, this coronavirus. Anybody at the school level there, I mean, any of the kids really concerned about it? Do you have 100 kids walking around with white masks on?
When a kid sneezes, they say, oh, it's the coronavirus. Don't get the coronavirus. Oh, yeah. And people that actually, there's been a lot of talk about how the hand sanitizer has been being used more regularly now. And kids don't shake hands, and they don't fist bump as much. They do the elbow thing.
Oh, that's right.
It's God a little bless. Interesting.
I don't know how we ever made it to the 70s with all the stuff going around there. But are they truly concerned about it? Is this somewhat jovial kind of...
jovial? Oh, it's the coronavirus. It comes from the beer. That whole thing. They don't take it seriously. It's on everybody's topic list, but they don't take it seriously.
They think about it, but it's not really anything they're going to worry about. Is that what you say?
Mm-hmm. Frankly.
That's interesting, because I never really give it much thought. You know, on school campuses, on college campuses, you know, everybody supposedly is tied into what's going on out there. And in this case, it's a whole different animal.
Yeah, it is definitely a whole different animal, because, like, but you also look at it, we don't take it seriously, because the media blows everything 10 times. The media over-exaggerates a lot of things, and in my day and age, we don't know what the take is for fact or fiction.
Are you saying that your generation doesn't trust the...
It's not a trust issue. It's just we're confused beyond heck of which is actually legitimately true.
What's real and what isn't? I don't blame you. I would be just as confused as you guys are.
It's funny, but I have a lot of friends that would probably believe the app TikTok more than CNN or Fox News.
That's because you guys have been brought up on those apps, and you think that those apps carry all the truth. When in reality, you know, I would stay as far away from those things as humanly possible.
Yeah, I finally just decided to cut all the ties about, like, 2 days ago from all my social media, because it just got way too distracting. It's very, very absorbent of people's time, and they look at it as a sense of filling their empty, like, nothing to do time with something fun to do that can interact with other people online and something fun. But in all reality, to me, I just look at it and go, there's things you can be doing that you enjoy far more than just sitting on your phone. We sit on our phones enough already. Why do we need to sit on our phones even more?
But what are these kids talking about today? What are they dealing with today? What are some of the conversations you're having in what they commonly refer to today as the quad?
The quad. Who's dating who? Who's doing this and who's vaping? And that's the typical nonsense that's been going on. But
right.
Long-term conversations it's frankly how... It's either one thing, how we hate the current political status and how nothing gets done, or B, how we hate the school one way or another.
So
it's just a bunch of complaining.
Right. So when you're talking about issues, so there are no real issues of the day. You're just kind of echoing what you're hearing.
Yeah.
This is what I'm getting. You're echoing what you're hearing. Maybe some professors, you know, teachers are saying or alluding to or what have you.
Yeah, it's quite hilarious. But issues. We don't cover the issues that much. We really don't.
All right. So Little Rocket Man doesn't seem to bother high schoolers. What's going on in China? The coronavirus is kind of a giggle and a joke.
Yeah, it's
not really serious.
Like, there's this one side of me. There's this one side of me that wants to legitimately take it kind of serious with a lot of concern due to everything that's been going on with people dying and stuff. But then there's the other side of me that just says, it's the media. They just overhype it. It's a bunch of fake news. And yeah. I find it quite disorienting. I don't know who to believe. And that's why I sometimes find that these kids just close down and they don't want to talk about issues and they don't want to talk and raise their voices. Because you look at it, the lifestyle is just really demanding and you don't know what they're trying to say. You don't know what's true. It's very confusing, for me.
What's the average? Now, you're coming up on your last year there. What's the average student thinking about when he's thinking about, you know, college next year? And I'm not talking about girls. I'm talking about college next year, where they're going on to, what they're doing.
They are mainly looking at college. The majority of my friends are looking at college from a sports standpoint. They're going to get a they want to get a scholarship to go play soccer or baseball or football at a big university.
Interesting.
Academics is not high on the list. There's a few that want to become an engineer or a doctor and make serious goals, and they're the ones that lead the school on the most part, but they're on the quiet side. But mainly it's just all the, I want to be the football player, I want to be the quarterback with all the girls and everything. And I just kind of go, I can see why, because the society has accepted that and glamorized it. At the same time, it's like, is this what we really have come down to?
No. I just, you know, again, I look at all this stuff, and I look at the stuff that you guys are up against. It's not, I don't think it's worse than it was for us. I'm tired of hearing, you know, it's worse than today than it was in our day. No, it's different than
it was in our day. It's different because we don't have Vietnam. We don't have to go with a dial and, like, our finger around in a circle.
Okay, but more serious things. Like, you didn't have these nuclear, we had these nuclear
fallout drills.
The air raid thing would go off, and we'd have to go running down to the basement under it. Like, under a desk was going to really help, but that's beside the point. They were scaring the crud out of people on TV with, nuclear war is imminent for any moment now.
Well, you look at it. We have it 10 times worse because they've taken that sense of, oh my God, the world's going to end. Ah, we got to run our reins out. And they've just expanded it 100 times 10 because we don't take anything serious.
Well, I wouldn't want to be a teenager either right now.
You're
seriously,
encouraging.
Very medication, so much more money. So, you know, you're a host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Kevin Phillips joins us from Campus Reform. We'll be back in a minute.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you that for the next week and a half, we're going to be looking at the interviews I did at CPAC 2020. It's much easier to do it this way than it is live from there because it's just noisy. Can't get rid of any of the noise that way. Anyway, you know, a lot of interesting topics. Cabot Phillips from Campus Reform, and again, we consistently use their videos. We use their stories. A great place to go. Great place to check out what your kids are learning on college campuses. So check them out. I think you'll enjoy this. Other than it being like 40 degrees, it's a beautiful day. It's pretty out here. And have you seen the replica of the president's plane out there?
I have seen it.
I think that's hilarious.
I want to wander out there. It is cold, but
You know, our love for America keeps us warm. That's what it does.
You're waxing poetic over here.
Yeah, right. You're dripping patriot on me. Okay. So yeah, that's Cabot Phillips, editor-in-chief of Campus Reform. Many of you that watch my show and listen to my show know that we play your clips on a regular basis. I am horrified at what's in the clips, but I'm very thankful that you're there informing these young people. Yeah. But it's really interesting how, for lack of a better term, how ignorant they are. And they take whatever that professor is feeding them becomes gospel truth to these kids.
Yeah.
And you don't, let's get something straight here. You don't edit these things down to get the worst of the worst. What you're putting up there, it's pretty much the majority of what people believe on campus.
I don't take any responses out. And so occasionally we'll get a voice of reason, someone in there.
I know you do.
I always make sure to include that to show, hey, not everyone is brainwashed, but if you're an 18 or 19-year-old student, you go to campus, you've been told your whole life, respect authority figures, and you can trust your teachers, you can trust your professors. And then you get to campus, and you take their word as truth.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that they're getting an incomplete truth, and there is a study that came out to kind of prove our point. So for those who don't know, our website, campusreform.org, covers liberal bias on college campuses. People still try and deny that's true. Study came out this year, National Association of Scholars. They looked at 32 states, data from 12,000 professors, and their political donation history in the last decade.
Oh, yeah.
12,000 professors. 22 of them have donated to Republicans in 32 states. It was a 95-to-1 ratio.
Wow.
Professors donating to Democrats versus Republicans. So, of course, when you've got a 95-to-1 ratio, that disparity is going to come out in the classroom. So there are, I mean this quite literally, there is a good chance that when you go to college, you will graduate having never had a professor that is conservative or never having a professor that even understands conservatism or is willing to teach it to you. And that's why, you know, we've gotten to the point now where Bernie Sanders is dominating with young people, because that's what they're hearing every day in class.
Free, like I get at home, free, right? I mean,
yeah.
But look, this is my argument frequently in the show, as I keep saying, this is our fault. This is conservative educators' fault. You had a chance. You have a chance. You still have a chance to get in these classrooms, to get in high school, and not just college. You have to start in school, junior high, high school, and then into college. But they don't want to put up with the garbage. They don't, you know what? If our founding fathers at first said, you know what, I want the aggravation, we'd be under the queen right now, wouldn't we?
Yeah. And I think it is going to take conservatives not washing their hands and saying, well, we abandon higher education, it's always going to be liberal. If we leave them to that, whoever controls education controls the future of America.
See, didn't Hitler knew that, right? Stalin knew that.
Everyone on the good sides of history and the bad sides of history understands that. Our founding fathers knew that as well. And so I think it is important for us to wake up. Our phrase at Campus Reform is light is the best disinfectant. Yeah. We believe that these universities want to operate in the dark. They don't want people paying attention to what's going on.
No.
And I think that we have a mechanism for doing that. The beauty of social media, the beauty of technology, is that more students than ever are able to expose what's going on. So our website, for example, we have 110 student reporters around the country.
Yeah.
They're the eyes and the ears on the ground exposing what's going on. And a lot of these students face persecution, pushback. I've met with thousands of students on over 100 campuses in the last 4 years. The most common thing I get from conservative students is, what do I do when I'm worried I'm going to lose points on my paper, or I'm going to be treated differently by my professors, by my administration, if they understand my political beliefs? And no student should have to choose between an education or standing up for what they believe in.
Well, what's really funny is I read several articles that talk about it. About 70% of the kids, conservative kids, won't talk about views, won't post views, won't do anything like that, because they don't want the aggravation from their professors and, to your point, other students on campus, other friends and clubs and groups. I don't know. How do we, can we, and how do we help strengthen these young people?
Well, I think it starts with accountability. So it starts with people waking up to what their tax dollars are funding.
Right.
And if more taxpayers knew what their dollars are going towards on campuses, they would be livid, and they'd pay attention a lot more. It also takes people to stop giving money to your alma mater if it's not doing a good job. Nothing drives me more crazy than people saying, well, I went to the University of Michigan, for example, and now, you know, it's so sad to see what it's become. And I say, well, do you give them any money? And they go, well, of course, it's my alma mater. I still want to donate and help out. I say, stop giving money to these schools. Parents, stop sending your kids to these schools if they're failing. Do your research. And you bring up a good point about conservative students, you know, what they're facing. That is something completely exclusive to conservative students. We call it liberal privilege, where you have the privilege of being a liberal on campus, where you don't deal with the same types of things that conservative students do. So no liberal student has to walk into class and be worried about their professor finding out they're liberal. No liberal student says, hey, I really want to bring a speaker to campus, but those conservative students, they might riot and shut it down. That is a problem completely exclusive to the left. There is no such thing as a conservative mob on campus. That does not exist. You can go on Google right now and look it up. You won't find a single example of conservatives shutting down a liberal speaker on campus.
I say that all the time. See, look, it's not conservatives that are smashing windows and lighting Starbucks on fire, which we're not that dumb. I'm just sorry, right? Here's Starbucks who's donating to your cause, who's helping you out, right? Put Trump flags on the floor, and you're smashing their windows and burning them down. Oh, good job. but to your point, you made it before. I say it all the time. You parents need to check out the colleges you're sending your kids to. You know, this isn't the colleges of the 60s and 70s. Yeah. You need to see where you're sending your money to. But not just your money. What about your tax dollars?
Yeah.
Okay? It's all getting flushed at these facilities of higher learning. I don't even know what you want to call them because it's really not higher learning.
Yeah.
But it's a good point, and it's a good message. And I stay on it, too. You're flushing your money. You cannot complain about the kids in college when you're sending your kid to a liberal college. And you're giving them money at the same time.
Yeah, and President Trump's done a good job of raising awareness on this issue. I'd say more than any president in modern times, he's brought awareness to what's going on campus, passed an executive order this year saying that if university is not upholding the First Amendment on campus, that they'll be threatened to lose funding. So we'll have to see how that is implemented moving forward. Yeah. But again, I think the awareness is helpful. And we've seen polling data, you know, moving in the right direction on this. There's been a 25% increase in the last 4 years of the number of Americans who say higher education is failing students. So once people realize it's a failing product, I think that starts to drive change a little bit there as well.
But you do, you know, you guys, you're not doing the same thing he did, but I used to love the stuff from Mark Dice and even Jay Leno back in the day. You know, you've got these kids on campus that don't know when the Civil War took place, why it took place. We won our independence from China back in 1964. You know, I hear stuff like that, I pass out.
We do similar videos. Oftentimes the point of the video is to get students to realize their own innate bias and what they're doing and why they're making up their opinions. So we'll do a video, for example, when the tax plan was going on, I told people, hey, Bernie Sanders just released a new tax plan. I want to get your opinion on it. I read them the Republican Trump tax plan, and everyone said, this is what we need. The Republican plan is racist. It's going to hurt poor people. But this plan, this is common sense. I love it. And I told them, well, actually, this plan you love is President Trump's plan. What do you think of it? And they kind of have this moment of, well, wait a second. That's not what I heard. And then another thing where I said, what do you think of socialism? You like socialism? Redistribute the wealth. And they said, of course. You know, the rich people, they don't deserve that. They should share it with us. And I said, okay, on campus, how about the old socialism GPA project? We're going to institute a policy where if you get a 4.0, you got to share one of those points with a student as a 2.0. Let's even the wealth on GPA. And the student said, well, that's not fair. That's different. I worked hard to earn those grades. I shouldn't have to share them with someone else. And I just kind of stand back and look at them, and they realize, well, I guess there's not much of a difference there. So things like that, trying to get people to think outside the box and think of how it applies to their own lives, because right now they're not paying taxes.
No.
They're not financially literate. They're not making decisions on their own. So trying to get them to think of these issues in a way that actually applies to them, I think that's how we start to wake people up.
And what about, but see, I'll go a little further with you. Say parents need to be woke up, too, from the standpoint of when your child's at college or going to college or, you know, you need to ask questions. What are you doing? What's going on? What are you learning? Not in an intrusive way, because that's how some parents come off, but look, I want to know what's going on at the college campus. I mean, what does Harvard has? Primal Scream Week, right? I mean, we had Sex Week all across the country. Well, let's put it bluntly. You don't have to teach college kids how to have sex. They've got that down pretty much, all right? We don't need a whole week of that. And they're giving out free everything, including, how to use sex toys. I'm going, this is where your money, that money you've given to college, really?
There's no other product that people would be willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars for. Send the check and then turn a blind eye and not care about the product they're getting. Really? I mean, if you were promised, you were going to pay $80,000 for a car and you were promised that car would have certain functions and capabilities, and you bought the car and realized, wait a second, this car is terrible. You wouldn't just say, well, you know, I That's just kind of how cars are these days.
No, you'd beat the dealership every 30 seconds.
You'd be angry and you'd say, give me the car that I paid for.
This.
And with education, we just turn a blind eye and we say, well, that's just how education is these days. You're going to have to put up with some stuff. And we've been promised a product that is not being delivered to us as Americans.
All right, Kevin Phillips, tell people where they can see more of these wonderful videos. And they're great videos. You've got to go see them.
Our YouTube channel is Campus Reform, and our website is campusreform.org.
Yep.
You can stay up to date with all the latest craziness from campus.
Well, I don't have to post you up on the website. You're all over the place on my website, so
I
keep up the
that.
Good work. I love what you guys do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Joe Mazzini, your host. Go over to campusreform.org if you really want to get an upset stomach. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here all week. Hopefully you'll join us all week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.